Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, jamming into a Monday morning here. Weekend in review. We opened up the Backyard Concert Series.
Indeed we did.
We had a good time Friday night with Blackberry Smoke.
It was super fun. What a nice, gorgeous evening it was. The weather was perfect.
Yeah, it was. And if you didn't come out, you missed a good show. Even though opening act from Philadelphia, Nick Perry and the Underground Thieves, they were great.
They were indeed.
That was Friday. Saturday, my daughter had her bridal shower.
Oh, wonderful. That's right. The wedding's coming up in August.
One step closer to losing my last name, she said. I thought that was a great way to put it. And so I quoted her with a photo on Facebook.
Yes, you did.
And some people took that the wrong way. Oh, don't look at it that way. Look at it as you're gaining a son. And I was like, well...
She said it.
Actually, I wasn't looking at it negatively, but people read words the wrong way. So, yeah, those were her words. I'm one step closer to losing my last name. So that was in South Philly, and I wasn't in attendance because guys don't go to those things, but I was sent quite a few photos, and I guess everybody, including my mama, driven from Wilkes-Barre to Philly, had a good time, too. So I touch base with everybody.
Wonderful.
Even my daughter in Los Angeles who couldn't make it. So, yeah, it was kind of neat. You know, I feel like I'm getting older now, but I feel like it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a step.
My weekend went downhill after it was a lot of yard work and hauling hay after Spyglass.
And that's not the expression hauling hay. She was actually hauling hay.
Yeah,
she has horses.
It got a little warmer then. So the hauling of the hay yesterday, I'm still itchy. Like,
how many showers can you take,
exactly.
Right? And that's what kind of weather we're in. So I don't know. I guess we got a hot couple of days ahead of us. And then...
We do. Well over 90 every single day. I saw this thing that my husband shared on Facebook that was like, if you're 34 or younger, you've never experienced a summer where there was lower than average temperatures. They've all been higher than average. Yeah. And I feel like this week is holding true to that.
Yeah, for those of you who don't believe in global warming, you might want to give that some thought.
Yeah, maybe revisit that.
There you go. And then we have week two of the Outdoor Concert Series coming up this weekend, and temperatures by the weekend are supposed to be in the 70s. So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it comes and goes. I will take 75 breezy and perfectly sunny any day of the week, especially for a Spyglass backyard concert.
We got two of them this weekend. The Black Jacket Symphony rolls back into town this year, but this time with two shows, Pink Floyd, the Pink Floyd Wall Experience on Friday night, and then the Queen show, which we had two years ago
with Mark Martel. And
there you go.
That was so good. And if you don't know who Mark Martel is, he was actually the person who did the singing in the Queen biopic that came out with Remy, what's his name? I can't remember now. And he was phenomenal as the actor, but Mark Martel did the singing.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that the actor was doing the singing, but the guy who actually did the singing was Mark, and he'll be on stage. We've got VIP passes to both of those shows today.
Yes, indeed we do.
All right, on the way, a late night soundbite. Bill Maher wants to talk about Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, you know what? Had I not been so busy, I would have been in the theater seeing that movie.
This is what I was thinking.
That will be my 4th of July holiday plans. I cannot wait.
Late night soundbite on the way with Tom and Laura in the morning.
The Fast Saga. The Fast Saga.
94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Happy birthday to that black box over there that we never even touch because it's hardwired through the control board.
Oh, the telephone.
Yeah. Look at that thing.
I mean,
I guess that's a semi-modern. It's not the thing hanging on the kitchen wall with the long cord we had as a kid.
No, you know? I mean, this is a digital...
Yeah.
This is one of the digital phones because we have the voicemail and sort of transfer system.
But nowadays our phone is in our pocket or it's in our purse or it's right here at our side. We can't leave. And we don't, do we call it a phone anymore? I guess.
I would say.
It's like, oh, I can't find my phone.
I call it a phone. I mean, this is like a handheld smart device.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I guess we'll call them phones for the rest of our life, although the next generation doesn't like to talk on it.
I was going to say, you and I talk on the phone.
Yeah.
We do. We talk on the phone.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who use their cell phone for so much more than a phone conversation.
Yeah, just to Google everything someone says to make sure they're telling the truth, or to text instead of talk, or do social media instead of talk. So really, the actual telephone is 145 years old. And we all remember the first phone call ever, don't we?
And now, strange facts in history. The year 1876.
Yeah.
Alexander Graham Bell makes the first phone call ever.
So what's so strange about that?
And moments
That's
later,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
He was the first person to ever hear
Oh, wait,
words.
I never heard this.
Hello. We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
No, that's not true.
In history.
That is not true. Stop it. News is coming up next.
Every time. Do you know when you pick up your phone and you look at it and you're like, that's a local number. Should I pick it?
Don't.
It, like,
don't.
And then you make the mistake and you do.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's always the car warranty.
It's always.
Always.
I notice you have a used car. The warranty is, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I do have a used car. Leave me alone. Mark's got the real news coming up.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's steamy hot outside. Steve will tell us all about it. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
And trust me, friends, this one is borderline stupid, but we don't like using that word.
We don't, but this one just makes me cringe.
Meet Mary McCarthy, a nice lady who was being tested for COVID, and they found something in her nose, a tiddlywink that she had put there 37 years ago.
When I was 8 years old, I was playing tiddlywinks outside and I put a tiddlywink in each nostril and then would blow them to see how far they would go. But
ew.
One time I did it, I accidentally inhaled it. Fast forward 35 years later, had a COVID test. Obviously, it had dislodged
what?
The tiddlywink that was inside.
Oh,
and
just stop.
Did a CT scan and found that there was something inside.
Tell
him
there's a picture
nose.
Of it.
Okay, Mary.
Oh, God.
I don't know why you'd want to stick stuff up your nose, but if that's your hobby, sooner or later, you gotta take it out.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
Tom, there's a picture. Do you see this?
Yes.
I saw it once.
I Googled it for you. I almost threw up. I don't want to watch it.
It was calcified. It had been in there so long, but the color remained the same. In the article, then, when I had to dive deeper into this one.
Yeah, because and I know you do that.
I do. I had to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did.
She said throughout her life, she had sinus problems and pain, and then would think about the tiddlywink, but then push it out of her mind because, nah, it couldn't be that.
It couldn't be that toy I stuck up my nose 37 years ago.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Back in the day, when I was just a little more gonzo, my buddy Georgie Ferencik used to stick stuff up his nose.
Ew.
Just so he...
Why do kids do that?
Well, he did it so he can get out of, like, math classes coming up any second. Oh, I got my eraser stuck, and he'd go to the nurse's
office.
Have
you ever been to Geisinger's ENT department? They have that whole thing on the wall, the glass
case
of stuff.
It's like a collection of stuff they've pulled out of people's noses and ear canals.
So nasty. It's at the main hospital.
Come on, people. Don't do that.
Oh, so gross.
Don't do that. And if you're going to do it, don't leave it there for your whole life.
I mean, I get that, like, 8-year-old Mary was a little nervous to tell her mom about her oopsie.
Yeah,
but when you're like 27-year-old Mary,
and then 37-year-old Mary,
and then like 47-year-old Mary, like, when you think to yourself, gee, something hurts in there,
yeah,
like, say something.
I got a little pain, and there it is, folks.
Blech.
I hope we've all learned a lesson.
And don't put stuff up your nose.
And thanks for showing us the pictures here in the studio.
See, you needed to see that.
Thank you.
Look at the junk on it.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Is he being bad? He's eating.
No, it's just
Murphy's here today, and he's kind of
He had to run around. He had to run around in the backyard.
Yeah,
he's feeling his oats this Monday morning. He has this fox that he stole from Bullet.
Mertz's dog.
Yes. Michelle Mertz.
He doesn't just play with it, though. He's eating the darn thing.
Well, he's spitting it out, but...
There's pieces all over the floor.
There are. The stuffing is everywhere. We lost our station, our in-studio pillows, because we went ham on those as well.
Yeah, exactly. What's... Is he going through a second child?
He must be. He's in the rip and tear stage.
Yeah. Give me this. See this? This is what I have to live with every day, friends. This is crazy. It's like... Oh, he still has a squeaker left.
There's one squeaker left.
And he need that, thank goodness.
No. We're gonna take it off of him before he eats anything. We do not need to take a page out of MacGyver's book.
And go back to the
vet.
Yes,
that we're not supposed to.
Have them surgically removed from your tummy. No, we don't need that.
Third time's the charm, I guess, on that one. Because it's happened multiple times now.
I hope it doesn't happen again. Hey, you know what happened a couple weeks ago when the guy tripped over his dog during the dog show? And I said, it's one of the things I've been hoping for.
He face planted that poor man, and that dog was doing a great job.
Yeah, another one happened in sports yesterday. We love when there's a fight in a hockey game, but that always happens. We love when there's a crash in NASCAR, but that always happens. How about a massive crash at the Tour de France?
That was a little close to the 126 as they've gone under that banner.
Here comes all the bicycles. Hey, what's going on over there?
Right on the side of the road.
An idiot with a sign.
I don't know what's happened there. Maybe they clipped the crowd, but whatever has happened.
Because that happens. Every once in a while, they clip the little electric car that's, you know. But it wasn't. It was a dude that held a sign out.
It was a Jumbo Visma ride. Oh my goodness me. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a sign that the rider in front hit.
Yes.
And that is the result.
It was a sign.
That lady was holding up a sign that said, Allez au myopie.
Which basically means
go, grandpa, grandma. Seriously.
Oh, I thought it meant get the hell out of the way.
No. I looked at it briefly. All I know is she stuck herself way too far out there. And as the Peloton came by, she clipped one of the front riders and down they went like dominoes.
Yeah, like tons of them. There's bicycles and humans laying all over the place. It was like the Hindenburg. I wanted to yell, oh, the humanity.
Well, actually, you probably could have because the Tour de France is not playing around now. They actually tweeted out that they are looking for this individual. It's a female.
Yes, yes.
Obviously French.
She fled into the crowd.
She did flee. If they find her, like, she's in trouble. Legal trouble. They tweeted out that they're going to pursue legal action because I've been to the Tour de France multiple times. Okay?
Of course you have, because nobody else wants to go.
No, it's really cool. Everybody wants to go over there.
And one of the main rules is
you stay off the road.
Well, that's a main rule in anything, like, Laura. You don't walk out on the NASCAR track with a cardboard sign that says, hey, buddy. And there's other things you don't do. Like, you don't put spider tack in the inside of your hat and... yes, you do. Okay, that's another story. News is next.
Sports AccuWeather on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning. Allez, myopie.
Which means get the hell out of the way.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about
it. Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right. So high school graduation, a time for celebration.
Yeah.
A time for congratulations.
Of course.
And a time for censorship.
What?
Yeah. I debated putting this story in, but I feel like this young individual needs to be cheered.
Okay.
A valedictorian from a New Jersey high school had his graduation speech cut short and crumpled up by the high school principal because during the practice round, he was told not to discuss his mental health situation and also his gay identity.
But he did
to a standing ovation.
Oh.
After I came out as queer freshman year, I felt so alone. I didn't know who to turn to for support. As I was saying, I did feel censored. I felt as though they were really trying to regulate the message that I had to say. I loved my past 4 years, and I loved everything that I've done there.
They cut his mic!
So not just the principal walked up to the podium, cut his mic, took it from him, crumpled up the speech that he had prepared. This made the Today Show, friends. This is not how you want to get on the national news.
Yeah.
Essentially, the instant he mentioned his queer identity and referenced the LGBTQIA a community, the principal decided to stop him. However, the entire crowd, parents, students, teachers alike, stood up, cheered him on, and chanted, "Let him finish." So, Bryce Dersham, congratulations not only on being valedictorian, but on living your truth.
There it is. Always tell the truth. That's good news.
That is good news. Up next, a photographer in California unexpectedly captured the proposal of a couple, and they didn't know, but thanks to Twitter, the photographer was able to track down the couple and give them the engagement pictures.
First we hugged, kiss. I looked over and then we saw, the photographer that he had hired. But what we didn't know, of course, was that there was some other bystanders and onlooking people who also captured our moment.
Everybody's got a phone.
Right? And everybody has a moment. Here's the thing. It was a professional photographer who captured those pictures from a different angle, and they came out extraordinary. It was on the beach in the San Francisco area, so they're really, really cool. Just Google California proposal and you'll see them standing on a seaside vibe, like San Francisco wall thing. It's really neat.
Good news.
And last but not least, this might sound unusual for residents of a nursing facility, but they had a fishing outing over the weekend thanks to Hooks and Triggers. That's the Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company and others, a nonprofit group that wants to bring hunting and fishing experiences to children, veterans, elders, and disabled persons.
Good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
That is good news for the DHNL there in Sealand's
Corner. Right? So they visited the manor at Penn Village. They took all of the residents fishing outside in a custom-made portable pond.
Did they fill it up probably with a fire truck?
They did.
That is an amazing thing.
They did. Check them out on Facebook. I know we're going a little bit over.
That's all right.
Called Hooks and Triggers, a nonprofit group. They're based in Watsontown, and they say on their Facebook page that they want to help others enjoy the outdoors as much as we do. So some fish were caught under the awning at the manor. The day, according to organizers, was a big success for everyone.
That's great news.
I love it. Check it out on Facebook. It's really cool.
Late night TV coming up. Bill Maher talks about the Olympics starting and some new events we might not be aware of. Birthday buddies and more.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Movie Mike is in the house. He'll have the entertainment report coming up in just a bit. You actually went to see, well, of course you did. It's your job. You went to see F9.
I did. Yeah, I was there opening day.
F9, which in case anybody doesn't know what that is the ninth movie in the Fast Saga franchise.
She said with excitement in her voice. Meanwhile, Mike's got this look on his face that I think I know how it's going to go on Friday. Okay, I'm pretty sure. Okay. What did Bill Maher say earlier this morning on a late night soundbite? If you didn't go see F9 this weekend, trust me, you did. I thought that was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
Because it's the same old, but you said an interesting plot twist.
I'm excited for 10.
Stop with that. Maybe they'll stop now.
No, they're making 10.
There's going to be a 10.
They've already gone on record and said that it is going to be sort of a 10-movie franchise. I will buy the box set.
Do they ever actually go outside and shoot any of this, or is it all done in front of a green screen so everything could blow up and flip
these
over?
These are real stunts. What are you talking about?
No.
They're real.
In this movie where they drive across a footbridge that's collapsing and somehow still make it to the other side.
Of course they do.
Nobody really did that.
Of course they do.
It's a scam.
I love it.
Anyway. Hey, a piece of viral comedy for you guys and everyone listening. I'm going to try this one because this woman pranked a scammer in such a way that it's unbelievable. Her name is Jeanette Reyes. She's actually a news anchor for Fox 5 in Washington.
Oh, fun.
She pulled the stunt on the dude that calls you all the time and tells you you're driving a used car and your warranty has expired. And
I saw this. This is hilarious.
So check it out. It's today's viral comedy.
Hello, can I speak to Jeanette Reyes?
This is she?
Hello, Jeanette. I'm calling in regards to an outstanding warrant we have for your arrest.
I didn't know about that. Can I just pay for it now?
Yes, we can clear up this matter if you're able to make a payment right now with a debit or credit card. Go ahead with the number, please.
It's 3-2-1. Good evening. We are live on television right now with an investigation into scam callers. We have the FBI on the line. They are tracking this phone number as we speak. Sir, what is your full name again?
Oh, his full name is Beep Beep Beep.
Beep Beep Beep.
I love that.
He hung up real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. And it doesn't matter who calls. We talked about it earlier today. Now the scammers use local phone exchanges.
Yes.
So you see your phone. Oh, somebody in Northumberland is calling.
Yeah, somebody in Sunbury. Nah. Someone in Bloomsburg. And then you answer it. And it's like, hello, thank you for calling Car Warranty. Your car warranty is expired. Yeah. Hold, please, for the next representative.
No, I'm not going to hold.
Yeah, right? It's ridiculous. Right? Yeah.
I've gotten called from my own number.
Wait, stop
what?
It, no way.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Really?
I don't know, but it shows up as my cell phone number. It's like, well, I'm not calling myself, so this has got to be a scam.
That's interesting.
Now, I don't answer anything. If you're not in my contacts on my phone, I don't answer.
Same.
But I might have answered if I called myself, just to see who the dude was.
Also, I figure if it's someone who doesn't have my number who's calling me, I've most likely given it to them, but they can leave a voicemail and I'll call them back.
That's what I think.
If it's important enough, you will leave a voicemail and I'll call
you back. If it's from a foreign country, I never answer.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because you know people around the world.
That's true.
I don't give a damn. So I'm like, go ahead, call me from Syria. I ain't answering.
Syria?
Leave a message.
I answer to give the phone to the 2-year-old.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he had like a 5-minute conversation with somebody the one day.
That's fantastic.
That's a great idea.
It involved singing. He was singing. And,
that's amazing.
As long as he wasn't holding your credit card at the same time, it's okay. That's a great idea.
No numbers. Mike. Don't give out any numbers.
Could I borrow your kid once in a while?
Sure.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So, I think all of us here on the show are big fans of celebrity feuds, right?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, we have another one potentially brewing here between someone I guess you would call a rock legend and someone who is currently the it pop singer of the moment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo is streaming a prom-themed concert tomorrow night, and she released a promo image of herself in a prom dress with a tiara on her head, holding flowers, and with her mascara running. Well, Courtney Love pointed out on Instagram that the image is very similar to the cover of the classic Hole album, Live Through This. Rodrigo responded in the comments saying, quote, love you and live through this so much. Now, during a discussion with her followers on Facebook, Courtney Love called it rude that Olivia would recreate the image without her permission, adding, quote, manners is manners. She added that she informed Olivia Rodrigo that she awaits flowers and a note.
Oh.
So this is starting to heat up a little bit here.
Oh, okay. A little legal paper.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, Samuel L. Jackson has only ever been nominated for one Oscar. It was for Best Supporting Actor for Pulp Fiction in 1994, and he didn't win. But it sounds like the Academy has finally realized how badly they've wronged him because he's getting an honorary Oscar next year. The Academy says, quote, Sam Jackson is a cultural icon whose dynamic work has resonated across genres and generations and audiences worldwide, end quote. Of course, that doesn't explain why they virtually ignored him for 30 years. Danny Glover and Elaine May will also get honorary statues this year. So glad to see Samuel Jackson get
an honorary Oscar. Yeah. Is it really something to be excited about? Maybe it's just me.
It's basically the Academy's way of saying, we screwed up. We should have given this to you for something years ago.
Way back when.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well.
And looking at the box office, you know, the movies are back. F9 opened with $70 million over the weekend. That's a record during this pandemic by a long shot. Nothing else came close. A Quiet Place Part 2 was second with $6 million. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard was third with $4.8 million. Peter Rabbit 2 came in fourth with $4.85 million. And Cruella rounds out the top five with $3 million. So everybody kind of turned out for F9 this weekend. People are ready to go back to the movies and have that big screen experience.
Okay, we're going to give Laura a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because these Fast and Furious movies are the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
I love them.
I would maybe take a girl to go see it if I was in high school. But you have lived through all 8 of them, and you're excited about F9.
Of course I am. This has been a thing since Fast and Furious, numero uno. Dare I say it, I even stuck with them through Tokyo Drift, which is underrated, in my opinion. Moving into international espionage, when the entire Toretto family went from simply boosting parts and stealing stuff from Mack trucks to, oh, wait, we are literally now helping to counteract spies on an international level and globe-trotting place to place to place. I am here for it. Family is forever, and we all live our lives a quarter mile at a time.
Well, yeah, and what's amazing is that not only is Dominic Toretto this international super spy, it turns out his brother is too.
Unbelievable.
Who knew?
The family business.
And then they're going to team up with The Rock. I can feel it. Oh, Letty, she died, she came back. Ooh, sorry, spoiler alert, but that's like a lot of movies ago, so I mean, it's fine. But I mean, like, things are going to happen here that are going to blow my mind. I just have a feeling, and the stunts are bigger and badder and better than ever.
Okay, here's my take. You ready?
No, don't do it, Tom!
No, I'm not going to talk about the movies. I'm just going to... Here's my take on this situation with you. Most of the time, when you talk on the radio, people think, she's one of the smartest people I ever met. And then you pull a stunt like this and they go, what the hell happened to her?
Everyone has their guilty pleasure. Okay. And the excess that is the Fast franchise, the Fast saga, if you will, is wonderful. And I am here for it. Every quarter mile.
Because life is
every tank of NOS, every bikini-clad supermodel in Brazil, where they're listening to some music and they've decided that they're going to race in a desert.
Right.
I don't care. Every time they land a sports car on top of an aircraft carrier or pluck it as it falls from outer space.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic.
Help me. My brain is starting to hurt.
Fantastic.
I am here for it. My brain is starting to hurt.
I can't wait for your review, Mike. I need to see it this week. I already texted my husband. I think I might go to the movies tonight. We didn't have time this weekend. I'm going to stay up late on a school night. I'm seeing this movie tonight.
Mike, could you just lock out of this? Say the name of the show. Say News is Next. We just need to stop.
News is Next. This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
So we're going out to Tom's backyard again.
Friday and Saturday.
Yep. And if you've never seen Black Jacket Symphony do the Pink Floyd show, it's one of them deals where you just close your eyes, okay? Because you're not looking at Roger Waters. You're not looking at, well, any of the members of Pink Floyd. But this Black Jacket Symphony group, I think they could do anything.
I know, me too. And 2 years ago, we got to party Queen style in the backyard with Mark Martel leading up the Black Jacket Symphony. And man, oh man, if you closed your eyes, you thought you were listening to Freddie Mercury.
So this Friday night, it's the Pink Floyd show. If you like Pink Floyd, you got to be part of this. Let me tell you, Saturday is the Queen show. They're coming back.
That's right. So July 2nd, this Friday, Black Jacket Symphony's Pink Floyd The Wall. And then on Saturday, July 3rd, Mark Martel and the Black Jacket Symphony are back for a little Bohemian Rhapsody, if you will.
So all this week, we're going to do Pink Floyd tickets right here with Tom and Laura. And then in the afternoon, if you want the Queen tickets, you listen in the afternoon. Right?
Hey, that's VIP style, you're going to win your way in right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Murphy, are you excited? Come here.
I think he wants the Pink Floyd show.
I think he wants the Pink Floyd show
call
as
now.
Well. Call now. Caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94.1 WQKX.
Hey, where did I just recently visit, Thomas? Where was I?
I got so tied up, caught up in making... like different locations every day that It was actually Iowa.
You know what? Several people did come up to me and say, where did you really go?
Totally my fault. I apologize.
I was like, I went to visit my friend from college who lives in Des Moines, Iowa.
I know.
And they're like, okay, Tom kept saying Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri,
Wisconsin, yeah.
All over the map.
You were everywhere.
Although on the way home,
okay,
I did travel through multiple states because I got stranded in Chicago.
There it is. How does this have to do with Tom and Laura's list here?
I found this list. This writer for The New Yorker visited the Midwest for the first time and made some shocking observations.
Shocking.
Would shock no one. Because if you've ever been to the Midwest, it is a different sort of place, the center of our country.
So is the center of Point Township. Are we going in the same direction, I think?
I think we might be.
Boring and slow?
Yeah, anyone who's been to the Midwest or to the middle of Point Township knows that there are a couple of things that are different than, let's say, the hustle and bustle of Manhattan.
All right. Is this a top 10 or is it a...
There are six.
Okay,
cool. We could probably make it to 10, but I mean, there are six from this particular list.
Let's go 6-1.
All right. It's harder to get an Uber.
There it is. Point Township. You ever step out of the cornfield and say, taxi? Not going to work.
No. And this poor man visited Chicago and Detroit, and he said, oh, in New York City, it's 5 minutes or less, but it took 10 to 20 in Chicago. Of course it did.
Yeah. And in the Midwest, yeah.
Well, he goes, I really had to plan ahead. Of course you did.
How many minutes did it take in Des Moines to get an Uber?
Actually, it took me about 35.
There it is. Okay.
And I didn't use an Uber. I used an actual and legitimate taxi company.
Oh, okay.
And then borrowed a friend's car for the week that I was there.
35 minutes. All right. Number five.
Midwesterners spend more time in nature.
What else did they have to do?
They love a lake. The topic of conversation, I was invited to several parties while I was there, particularly in Iowa. They talk about going up north to, like, lake country. They love a lake in the Midwest.
A lot of people I talk to must love lakes, too, because they're always telling me to jump in one.
I came home to go jump in a lake. I came home with a T-shirt that said, times are best at Lake Okeechobee.
Okeechobee.
I'm serious. I should wear my T-shirt tomorrow.
Please do. All right.
All right, number four, things don't cost as much.
Well, that could be a good thing. Yeah,
interestingly enough, if you're looking for a very moderately priced but awesome small city to move to, Des Moines is fantastic.
Because it's cheap.
It is. Very inexpensive.
All right. I like that.
All right. Number three, it gets hot. It gets hot there.
Does it really? I don't even know.
It was actually, they were having a heat wave. It was 105 degrees when I was in Des Moines for 2 days. Then it cooled off.
That ain't good for the corn.
No, it is not.
Okay.
No, it is not.
All right.
This dude from New York City who wrote this article said he always thought that it topped out around 70 degrees. This is not Canada, friend.
No. Like, you went in the wrong direction, yes. New Yorker guy.
Oh my gosh. All right. People are almost too nice.
I thought that was just down south, but in the Midwest as well.
People are so kind. Oh, seriously. That's nice. I arrived, I did not have to get a rental car because one of my college friends lent me her husband's car for the time that I was there. She's like, oh, don't worry about it.
Keep it.
Yeah, she's like, all right.
So I would imagine this guy from the New Yorker, he's probably a little confused when people were being nice.
He said,
right?
And I quote, it made me uncomfortable.
Of course. He's from New York.
All right. And last but not least, number one, things move at a slightly slower pace, restaurants and trains included.
Yeah, the trains even move slow in the Midwest. Huh?
They do. Oh, Chicago had a different kind of pace, kind of feel. Mm-hmm. People were very friendly when I got stranded overnight at the Chicago airport. I made friends with everyone at the piano bar.
As friendly as Des Moines?
Yeah, actually. Chicago's really? A great city.
Well,
I made so many friends at that bar, at the piano bar, overnight. It was great.
Did they have a piano bar in Des Moines?
No. They have a really, really excellent club district, though.
Okay.
There were some fantastic drag shows.
Boy, I want to go clubbing in Des Moines, Iowa this summer.
Said no one ever, but actually it's really fun.
Tom and Laura's list for the day.
Right here on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Remember July when you were a kid? I mean, you owned that month. You know what I mean? You owned it.
Oh, for sure. Because school would typically be over in June, beginning of June, give or take, and you'd ease on in summer. Maybe you'd take that first vacation with the family.
Yeah.
But then July, it was like the dog days of summer, so to speak. Sandlot style, when the world was your oyster, and from sun up to sundown, you kind of were outside playing.
That's right. You didn't come home till the streetlights came on, if you had streetlights where you lived. I mean, I guess that's why we choose July to celebrate kids with the stations of SBC Media. That would be us at 94KX and our sister station, The Valley. We're going to have some pretty cool stuff coming up this month for kids.
Oh, we absolutely are. Not only are we celebrating kiddos, but you know what? There will be some daily giveaways, contests, healthy summer tips, recipes, events, and a special 50 Nifty Kids celebration at Kenobles.
I can't wait to get that Nifty 50 rolling there. Celebrate Kids Month is presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring and also our good friends out there in Elysburg, right?
At Kenobles, that's right, for those 50 Nifty Kids.
Yep. Also, big thanks to some of our other sponsors who are making gift bags possible. Stuff like that, you know. Pennsylvania Mentor, Fisher's Boston Pierogies, yummy! Genaru, and more. We'll tell you about it as the month draws near.
And then we will kick it off July 1st, which we're sliding towards July this week.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, we're wrapping her up. Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. That's the way it goes. Before we get to the thought of the day, Billboard magazine has come out just in time for July and travel season. Their top list of driving songs, which they have a list of 100. Holy cow, but... Number one.
Of course.
My daughter, who had the bridal shower over the weekend in Philly, her fiance's favorite song, Born to Run, mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen.
That makes sense.
Of course, she lives in Philly and it's close to Jersey.
Oh, great song.
The number two song on the list, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. And where's news guy Matt?
I get around. The Beach Boys.
I get around to finishing at number three. The list goes on and on. Prince is in there. Sammy Hagar. Just Google it. Billboard's greatest driving songs of all time. Now, that's pretty cool. So if you're driving, you know, keep the radio turned up. You'll hear those driving songs right here. It's another scorcher. 90s today. What is your thought for the day? Pack yourself in frozen yogurt?
Pretty much. I mean, make sure to go and populate the local ice cream parlors, so to speak, the drive-up windows, etc.
Stinking hot. What do we got for a thought for the day?
See, I feel like when the temperature rises, I get in vacation mode, even though I'm not on vacation.
Okay.
And a vacation is having nothing to do all day and all day to do it in, whether you're at home or far away.
Okay, that's the thought for the day. Run that by us again.
A vacation is having nothing to do.
Okay.
And all day to do it in. Right?
That is so cool.
Especially on a Monday. A vacation is having nothing to do and all day to do it in.
Perfect. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.